till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you.
That's The Head and the Heart with Rivers and Roads, a song that would be great for graduations. It's 9:29. You're listening to the extra hour of the Tuesday morning show. During these times, this coronavirus time, we'll be bringing you different programming, new programming, adding to our lineup to keep us all connected in northern Minnesota. We thank you for your support and for listening and sharing your stories with us. I'm Heidi Holton. Today on this extra hour, we're talking about one of the rituals we've all come to rely on in our lives, in our families' lives. That's graduation. Molly Miskovich is someone who has a son who is graduating, her firstborn this 2020, and she also sits on the school board in Grand Rapids, and she joins us now. Molly, thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me, Heidi.
I was struck by a post you made over the weekend, and you said, I am two sides. And I'm sure this whole issue of how graduations are happening, how they aren't happening, why that's happening, it's just got to be so much on your mind. Tell us a little bit about, first, as a mom, what you've been going through.
Probably like every other senior parent, very sad, frustrated, telling me that we can't celebrate these kids in, you know, a normal rite of passage way. And we're not just celebrating their senior year, we're celebrating them being a child for 13 years, going into adulthood. It's 13 years of school, 13 years of activities, of hard work, dedication, and growth. And, you know, it's the only 13 years they have to be a child. And, you know, history tells us that calls for a huge ceremony as a rite of passage. It breaks my heart. It truly does.
And not just your son, but all the kids you've gotten to know over the years as well, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You know, one of my most coveted highlight school board member memory was going to be hugging my son on stage and handing him his diploma. In fact, me and some of his friends, we were going to practice some cool handshakes we could do on stage. I've been an intimate part of these kids' lives. I mean, seeing their goofy and creative, intelligent, athletic sides, memories that, you know, I will never forget.
But you're also a school board member. You were elected to that position. And I suppose, I don't know if it said it in the job description, but the safety of students and all the school staff is probably a big part of the role. And I know a lot of people want to blame a government, they want to blame whoever they think is in charge of what's happening right now and the changes. And really, it's, if anybody's to blame, it's just the virus itself. But I wonder if you could talk more about your role on the school board.
Yes, definitely. You know, in my post, I said there's two sides and two sides. And I don't necessarily think that being a school board member and a parent of a senior is the flip side. It's just different. So, you know, we're elected by the community to do what's best for our children and community. So we have guidelines to follow, whether we agree with them or disagree. We are here to do what's best for the kids. You know, it's our responsibility as board members. So you have to think of this pandemic and, you know, what is best for our kids right now. It might seem favorable, you know, to let them convene and celebrate like past graduates have. It may seem like the rite of passage is taken away, but like you said, there's no blame. It's not the district. It's not the governor. It's this pandemic. No one's been through it. And with all the frustration, we'd like to place blame, and there are a lot of people doing that. We just have to understand it's out of our control, and we're truly doing what's best for the safety of our kids right now.
Will there be any sort of ceremonial, online, virtual kind of thing? Has that happened already?
Yeah, so we're planning. definitely planning. They are declaring in Grand Rapids Senior Dance Friday. So what initially was supposed to be was for them to drop off their technology, their iPads, whatever. But we've come up with a creative solution. We're going to have five different stations. Station one, you know, drop off your iPad. And we're inviting the kids to wear their cap and gown. So they have to stay in their vehicle. But station one is drop off your iPad. Station two, grab your yearbook. Station three, you get your diploma cover and your flower. Station four, we're going to do a fun photo op, kind of photo booth thing where, you know, they can't get out of their vehicle, but we can take a picture of the senior in their cap and gown. And then we'll end with a virtual ceremony at 7 p.m.
So how is your son, Wyatt, handling all this?
He's handling it better than I am, and bless his heart, because I'm having a hard time with it. And I think, you know, it's mostly parents that are having a really hard time with this. Before this all happened, he was already complaining that he didn't want to put his cap and gown on and go through the ceremony. But he's like, Mom, I'll do it because you know, you're a board member. So he's fine. He's having fun.
That's good to hear. Well, yeah. Molly, we thank you for sharing your story today. I know it's not easy to talk about, but we sure appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, Heidi.
Bye-bye. You are listening to the extra hour of the Tuesday morning show. It's 9:35. If you want to weigh in, maybe your son, maybe your grandson or granddaughter or daughter are graduating and you two are having a tough time of it. Maybe you've come up with ways. You can't have the big open house that you might have had, but you're figuring out ways to celebrate even during these times. We'd love for you to share that with us. Our phone lines are open. 800-662-5799.
There's pleasures and gold, far more things to do.